This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 85. And on this episode, we are talking about tripwires. So if you ever wanted to use one, you're curious about what they are, or you just want to learn more, this episode is for you. So stay tuned. Now, before we dive in, I just want you to know this week's episode is brought to you by the Monthly Marketing Playbook. And you can check that out by going to monthlyplaybook.com. Now, I want you to imagine for a second what it would feel like to get a step-by-step plan to generate leads and sales every single month. To have access to a community where people are engaged, helpful, and supportive, and to not have to guess what you should work on, but simply open a proven and tested playbook for your business every month, take action, and get results. That is what the Monthly Marketing Playbook is. The Monthly Marketing Playbook is a brand new membership I created that's designed to give you specific instructions every month to help you build your business. So whether you're launching or you're in between launches, you always have something you can do to be building your business. And every month we focus on leads and or sales. So every month I give you a proven strategy, not what might work, not theory, a proven strategy with examples, checklists, resources from my business that's designed to help you build yours. So if you want to learn more, you can head over to monthlyplaybook.com, drop your information, and you can read up all about the Monthly Marketing Playbook. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustler? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And I'm excited to be talking a little bit about tripwires today. Now, tripwires get this bad rep because they have this scary name and people have mixed feelings about them. But I'm really excited to talk to you about tripwires today because they can be an absolute game changer for your business. And I think the best way to start is to first explain what a tripwire is. And the term tripwire is used from internet marketing, and it basically refers to the fact that there's a certain action that trips the wire that causes people to see this offer. And a tripwire is quite simply a very low ticket offer designed to turn someone who is just a lead at this point, they only gave you their name and email, into a customer, okay? Because once we turn them into a customer, we know that we're going to have an easier time selling them additional products. So a tripwire is a really, really low ticket offer that people see after they opt in to join your email list or they sign up for a free trial. So I think that the easiest way to like really get clear on what a tripwire is to give you an example. So in my business, we have a freebie on Facebook ads. So if you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads, you don't have to do this now, but I'm just explaining it. You head over there and what you're going to see is this opt-in page for a free workbook we have on Facebook ads. It's a workbook on how to create high converting Facebook ads. If you opt in or you decide like, yeah, I want the free workbook, instead of a thank you page, you see something a little bit different, okay? You see a page that says, hey there, Zach, I have this, you know, one-time special offer for you. Your workbook is on the way, but I wanted to show you something special. And what we have on this page is an offer for a $10 Power Editor crash course. And what we do in that crash course is we walk you through the Power Editor. Now, we actually need to update this video at the time that I'm recording this. We update it every once in a while to keep it current. But the goal here isn't to make tons of money. It's to get people who are saying, yeah, I'm interested in Facebook ads to say, yeah, not only am I interested in Facebook ads, but I'm willing to pay you, Zach, to help me learn Facebook ads even deeper. So every time somebody opts in, you know, there's a chance that I'm going to make an additional $10. Now, you might be asking, well, what percentage of people take you up on that? we tend to see about 5 to 7%, and the goal is to get up to 10%. And that has to do with who you target and the copy that you write and how persuasive you are and what kind of funnels you have in place. But just know that the goal, like the holy grail, is 10%, and we tend to see between 5 and 7, okay? Now, you might already be asking yourself, like, well, okay, so just to recap, like, I get this, Zach. Somebody puts in their name and email, and instead of sending them right to a thank you page, I present them with a low ticket offer. But why should I do that? What's the point? Well, there's two really main benefits to using a tripwire, and I think it's important we talk about those. The first benefit is that you turn someone who was just a lead into a customer. Now, one of my favorite things to talk about is the fact that, look, once somebody pays you a dollar, they're anywhere from like 5 to 7 times more likely to spend $1,000 with you. Really, the stat is like somebody's about 7 times more likely to buy from you once they've bought once. It's 7 times easier to get them to buy an additional product once they've already paid you, because what we're doing at this point is conditioning people, number one, to buy from us. We're saying, hey, look, here's what I have. You can buy from me already. Number two, we're exposing them to the value and the quality of our products. You know, tripwires, when we think about it, can feel a little bit like, that feels weird, but it's all around us. And one of my favorite examples of a tripwire is Stanley Steemer. And you've probably seen Stanley Steemer if you've ever watched television. They used to do something, 3 rooms for $99, right? For just $99, we'll come to your house and we'll clean 3 rooms, carpet clean 3 of your rooms. They're a carpet cleaning service. Well, once they get into your home, and I know this firsthand because I used to use Stanley Steemer when I had an apartment that was mostly carpeting. Once they get there, they're going to say, hey, would you also like us to clean every room in your house? There's an additional cost, but we'll do that for you. And if they're already coming to do 3 rooms, it's an easy yes for me to say, yeah, let's do 5 rooms. And once we do 5 rooms, they're going to say, okay, cool. Did you want to add stain protection for an additional X dollars per room? And to give you an example of how well this works, you know, one time I hired them to come out to do 3 rooms for $99, and I ended up spending $300 having my whole house cleaned with stain protection, and there was something else that they did for me. And then on top of that, they also offer like a monthly subscription that you can subscribe to. It's actually yearly, but they'll actually come out and clean your carpet multiple times throughout the year. So notice that by getting their foot in the door with a $99 offer, it's so much easier for them to get me to say yes to buying additional products from me. So that's the first major benefit of a tripwire. It turns leads into customers, and customers are easy to turn into repeat customers, upsell customers, or customers that just spend more money. We know that. The second thing is, if you're running Facebook ads, this helps reduce the cost of your overall advertising. Because think about this. When I drive traffic to this page and say, hey, opt into my Facebook ads workbook, right? What I'm really doing is I'm trying to build my email list, and I'm doing that at a cost, right? Because every time somebody opts in, I'm paying for it. Or every time somebody sees my ad, I'm paying for it. And I'm hopeful that they'll go into an email sales funnel, and in, you know, 1 or 2 weeks, they're going to buy a product, right? But I can offset the cost of my ads instantly if every time somebody opts in, they're seeing an offer for $10. Now, the holy grail here is to be breaking even, right? So for every 10 people that opt in, one of them buys at $10, and I'm spending $1 per lead. In reality, it doesn't really work like that. I've talked to a lot of marketers, and I've yet to find anyone that's like really breaking even on their ad cost with the simple cost of a tripwire. Does that mean it's impossible? No, it just means, you know, it's a good way to offset your costs, right? So if we look at this from like a very real world example, if I'm spending about $3 a lead, right, and I get 10 leads, that's $30, and one of them takes me up on my Power Editor Crash Course, I make $10 back. Now, instead of spending $3 a lead, I'm actually only spending $2 a lead. Does that make sense? I mean, think about that for a second. There's so much power here because the cost of Facebook ads right now are a little bit more expensive, and a tripwire is a great way to offset some of these costs because it's really easy to simply present an offer to people. Now, you might be starting to think like, well, how do I actually position this? And where do I actually put this in? And we're going to spend some of this episode talking about how do you figure out what your tripwire offer should be and where does it go from a technical perspective. But I just want you to get clear the benefits of this. And I think it's really important to note, you know, I had a few people reach out to me and say like, oh, I don't like the word tripwire. And, you know, a tripwire has so many names. They can call them introductory offers. You can call them one-time offers. You can call them opt-in upsells. You can call them tripwires. But what I want you to understand is tripwire simply refers to the fact that when somebody opts in, it trips the wire to offer them a low-ticket product. So if you don't like the word tripwire, you don't have to use it. You can use intro offer or something else. But I want you to understand that here's the thing. When someone opts into your content, and they need a solution, they're primed and waiting right now for a solution. So yeah, your freebie might give them part of the answer, but you could add in a tripwire for 10, 15, 20 bucks. I wouldn't go much higher than $20. You can add that in and people will buy and you'll be getting people better results, right? Because we know if we deliver additional premium content, we're going to create better results for people. I just encourage you, if you're kind of on the fence about it, or you're like, oh, tripwire, that sounds icky, like really think about what could this do for your business? What does it mean for your audience? And if you're not in love with the name, that's okay. Change it to something else when you use it, an introductory offer, a one-time special offer, a new subscriber offer. You know, all of these things work because in theory, the tripwire is just naming the process, not the actual way you have to do it. So let's talk about where this goes from a technical perspective and then how to figure out how to actually use a tripwire in your business, like what your tripwire should be. So I've said it a few times, but I want to get crystal clear about where this goes. With people who run an online course business or a consulting agency or, you know, an online-based business, the place that you want your tripwire to go is right after your opt-in page, okay? So normally we say, okay, I'm going to opt in, right? People are going to opt in. And then once they opt in, we send them to a thank you page that says, thanks for opting in. Please go confirm your email address. Instead, what you want to do is say, hey, your free whatever is on the way, but I wanted to show you something first. So you replace your thank you page with a one-time offer page. Now, there's all kinds of ways to do this, and we've tested multiple ways. You can do a text page where it's just text and the text is doing all the selling for you. You can do a video where the video is doing all the selling for you. You can do a hybrid where you've got a tripwire video and tripwire text. But really the key here to understand is that it happens right after they opt in because this is when they're primed. And number two, it does something really important. It says your free content is on the way, but I wanted to show you something first. Right? We want them to know, hey, I know you just asked for something. I've already sent that over to you. This is in addition to what you've already asked for. Now, you might be saying, okay, so I get it. A tripwire can be really powerful, but how do I figure out what I'm going to give away as a tripwire? And there's a concept that I learned from Digital Marketer, fantastic company that teaches a lot about online courses, online content, and offline content. They're just genius marketers over there. And they have something called splintering. And splintering basically means, look, when somebody opts in for an offer, you already have a related paid program of some kind, right? So if somebody's opting in for my Facebook Ads workbook, it's not just to build my email list. The reality is that I'm going to be using that to hopefully sell them my Facebook Ads course, my full-blown Facebook Ads course that we retail at a higher price. The concept of splintering is that I'm actually going to take a piece of the program I'm trying to sell at the end, you know, my big course that costs, you know, $397 or $497, and I'm going to splinter off a small piece of it to sell for $10, $15, $20. Now, the reason that this is really smart and makes a lot of sense is that if you splinter off the right piece of your product, it creates the desire for the product. Okay. So in the example I mentioned earlier, we give away something called the Power Editor Crash Course. Here's what's really cool about the Power Editor Crash Course. It's actually just part of the first module of the advanced course. Why? Well, for three reasons. Number one, when we splinter off a product like this, it gives people a taste for what they can expect if they spend additional money with us. I know if I splinter it out of my course, it's going to have the course branding. It's probably going to talk about the course a little bit. And then number two, I know it's relevant to the course, right? Having relevant and consistent offers are really important. Remember, when we talked about Stanley Steamer, they don't come in and say, we'll clean three rooms. And then the upsell is that they're going to, come in and dust everything, right? Because needing my carpets clean and needing everything dusted are not the same. Instead, they're saying, hey, we've got this big thing where we can do your whole house, stain protect your whole house, and put you on a membership. So to start, let us just clean three rooms, right? It needs to be sequential and make sense. So number two, it serves in that by splintering it off your main product, you know that you're giving them something related to your main product, right? And then number three, it creates the desire for your advanced product, right? So in the Facebook ads example, if they opt in for a free workbook and then I show them how the Power Editor works, now they're missing strategy. They're missing the how-to. They're missing the actual setup. They're missing the how do I track my stats? How do I analyze my results, right? Those pieces are then missing, but they've gotten a taste of what my paid content is like. So when I go to sell my course, I already know where the gaps are based on the fact that number one, they opted in, and number two, they bought my tripwire or they saw my tripwire, right? Now I know, okay, you're missing the strategy. You're missing the advanced pieces of the system, and that's what my full-blown product does. Does that make sense? We're specifically and intentionally creating the desire, the need, and the want for our product at the end of a sales funnel with a tripwire. So these work exceptionally well, very simple, but they work. They work really, really well. So just to recap what we've covered so far, and then I'll walk you through some of like the primary goals of a tripwire. Number one, we talked about what is a tripwire, and it's a low ticket product that's designed to turn someone who's just a lead into a customer instantly. I gave you an example with my Facebook ads course. We have a Facebook ads workbook. If you opt in, you get a $10 offer for a Power Editor Crash Course video. And if you like that and you like the freebie, that leads into my full-blown Facebook ads program that retails at a higher price. We also talked about why you should use it. And there's two primary reasons that I see for using a tripwire. The first one is it helps you offset the cost of ads. I don't think it's any secret. I've talked about it on the show before that the cost of ads are going up a little bit. And this is a really nice way to kind of combat that a little bit. And number two, it turns your leads into customers. And look, we know once someone becomes a customer, they're more likely to purchase a more high-priced product or continue to purchase products from us. Either way, we're using the model that Stanley Steamer uses. Stanley Steamer, I don't know if you know, but they're a pretty successful company, definitely not hurting, and it's working, okay? A tripwire just works. We also talked about the power of, you know, kind of the language around a tripwire, and that if you're not loving calling it a tripwire, that's totally okay. You don't have to do that. You can call it an introductory offer. You can call it a one-time offer for new subscribers. But at the end of the day, the goal here is that we are creating something that turns leads into buyers and shows people the value of our work for a low cost. Okay? Now, in terms of where it goes technically, we want to make sure that people see this right after they opt in. So this kind of replaces your thank you page with something that says, hey, your freebie is on the way, but I wanted to show you this first. And then at the very bottom of the page, we always have a button that says, no thanks, just send me my free workbook. If they click that, they're not buying. If they click the buy now button, we've got a customer. And then we also mentioned how do you come up with what you should give away as a tripwire, and we talked about the concept of splintering and that you should reach into the product you're trying to sell, pull out a small piece that creates some need and desire, and put that into your tripwire page for a low ticket price. So here's the thing. When we look at the tripwire, we've got three primary goals. Number one is a quick win. It's to get the quick win of turning a customer into a buyer, because a buyer is so much more valuable to your business than a lead, okay? We want a lead to become a customer. Number two, we really want to get them a quick win themselves, right? So we want a quick win for us, but we also talked about, look, a tripwire is a quick win for our audience. We know they've got some kind of problem that led them to opt into our freebie, right? Because freebies solve problems. So if we're solving this problem and then we offer them a low ticket price, we're giving them the opportunity to learn from us and create a really quick win, right? So in the example of the Facebook Ads Workbook and the Power Editor Crash Course, we're saying, hey, so you want to learn about Facebook ads? Well, here's a quick win. Let's show you how the Power Editor works in under 30 minutes. Think about that. If I can show somebody how the Power Editor works in as little as 30 minutes and give them the basic information for running an ad, they now feel empowered to run their first ad. They might need help with strategy or copy or image creation or statistics or tracking. And that's what my advanced program does, right? So I'm fueling them, I'm giving them help while simultaneously creating the desire for a more advanced product, which leads us to the third point. It's specifically designed to create that desire for the next product. And a good tripwire does just that. It says, hey, not only do I want you to get information, do I want to give you this low ticket offer, I'm doing it because I know if you love this and you love me and you love the content, this is the perfect step into my advanced product. So there you have it, the power of a tripwire in your business. You know, I want to encourage you to go out and just test this. Just try it out. See what happens. In the show notes, we'll recap some of this. And if you want to get the recap, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/85. Again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/85. We'll have the show notes waiting for you there. But I want to wrap this show by saying this, give it a shot. You know, I've seen so many people that say, like, I won't do a tripwire because it feels this, or I won't do a tripwire because I think it's bad, or I don't know how to do it, or it takes too much work, or it's too advanced, or it's a strategy I'm not ready for. And here's the thing, setting up a tripwire is something you can do in a couple of hours, and it pays you in perpetuity. You know, my first ever tripwire I set up, I did it in about 2.5-3 hours. This was years ago, and it continues to convert, okay? It's a simple action that has quality consequences for your business. So I would encourage you to get out, test a tripwire, see if it works for your business, and I will see you next week on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.